Early Adopter Pennsylvania, Worried by Retreat from Competitive Markets, written by Rich Hydorn Jr., and read by an automated voice. By Rich Hydorn Jr. Camp Hill, Pennsylvania, Pennsylvania, which was among the first states in the U.S. to abandon cost-of-service electric regulation, now finds itself at ground zero of a debate that could largely reverse the process. So last week's 7th annual Pennsylvania Energy Management Conference couldn't have been more timely. Puglis and Amp copy, RTO Insider. FERC Chief of Staff Anthony Puglis, who grew up just a few miles from here, praised the Department of Energy's notice of proposed rulemaking to support struggling coal and nuclear generators, while promising it would not destroy PJM's competitive market. Barr and Amp Adelda and Amp Sup 3N and Amp copy, RTO Insider. Exelon's Kathleen Barron continued her ongoing debate with NRG Energy and other critics over subsidies for the company's nuclear plants. And PJM independent market monitor, Joe Boring, who shared a panel with Barron and NRG's Abe Silverman, continued his attack on the RTO's proposed alternative. Stranded costs. Pamela C. Polasek, an attorney with McNeese Wallace and AmpAmp, Newark, one of the conference's sponsors, joined in the criticism. Her firm has long represented industrial customers and was central to Pennsylvania's move following California and Massachusetts to customer choice in 1996. Polasek and AmpAmp copy, RTO Insider. Pennsylvania consumers paid $12.30 billion in stranded costs to Exelon's PECO Energy and other nuclear plant owners between 1996 and 2010 as part of the bargain to unbundle generation from distribution. Polasek said subsidies for all of Pennsylvania's nuclear plants could cost $1.20 billion per year, raising the annual electric bill for a small industrial user by more than $100,000, and that for a steel mill by $2.80 million. And quote, we can't afford this in Pennsylvania, and quote, she said. And quote, we rank 48th in manufacturing job creation. We can't continue to pile costs onto our industrials. Right now, our average industrial electric rate is about the middle of the states. But remember, we did this retail choice back in 1996 to get competitive advantage, not just to be in the middle. End quote. Polasek said 3 Mile Island Unit 1, the only planned nuclear retirement in Pennsylvania, doesn't deserve a rescue. End quote, as Joe has said, other Pennsylvania nuclear plants continue to clear the capacity auction. For the most part, they are not at risk of retirement. End quote. Investment. She acknowledged that as a single reactor plant, TMI, does not have the labor economies of scale of multi-unit plants. But she said saving TMI's 750 workers would cost jobs in manufacturing because of higher electric rates. And quote, 3 Mile Island didn't really take the opportunities to do upgrades that other Pennsylvania-based plants did. So those plants were looking at investing in their infrastructure to expand their capacity to be more efficient. And 3 Mile Island didn't do that. End quote. Exelon, which purchased the plant from GPU in 1999, said in May it would shutter TMI in September 2019, and quote, absent needed policy reforms. End quote. Barron disputed Polasek's claim of underinvestment. And quote, I can tell you we continue to invest very heavily in 3 Mile Island, having replaced the steam generator, and made other investments, and quote, she said. She cited a Brattle Group study that predicted early retirement of the state's 9 nuclear generators would increase prices by $788 million per year, a 5% increase. Resilience. The two also sparred over nuclear power's value to the grid's resilience. In quote, looking at the idea of having on-site fuel supply as being something that is going to help us if all 4 gas pipelines serving the Northeast go down, I have to ask, well, if the terrorists do that, what's going to stop them from also targeting the nuclear plants, which would seem to be a pretty attractive World Trade Tower-type targets? End quote, Polasek said. Boring and Amp copy, RTO Insider. Barron said nuclear plants' defenses against terrorists are second to none. In quote, we are so heavily regulated by a number of regulators, including the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, on this specific point, on the amount of security we have to have in our plants and the ways that we need to protect them, end quote, she said. And quote, there are more people who are carrying guns than people who are operating the plant. We do not have anywhere near that kind of protection on the natural gas supply system. End quote. That is beside the point, responded Boring, saying the vulnerabilities of gas pipelines also apply to electric transmission. End quote, it doesn't matter what the fuel type is if the transmission grid is not there, end quote, he said. End quote, so you have to be careful how far you extend this argument. End quote. ZECs. Silverman and AMP copy, RTO Insider. NRG's Silverman said that he agreed with the DOE on the need for price formation reforms. But he said zero emission credits for nuclear plants are not a good solution. ZEC prices in New York and Illinois will produce half as much carbon-free electricity as equivalent spending on renewables, he said. He was critical of a Brattle study commissioned by New York ISO and state regulators to evaluate the impact of ZECs. And quote, it completely ignores the energy market response. Completely ignores the power of competition to find cheaper solutions and drive down the price, and quote, he said. And quote, we have these price formation initiatives at FERC that have now been pending, in some cases, for 4 or 5 years. They need to be acted on. I mean, come on, guys, yes or no. End quote. And he said the issue is broader than price formation. The challenge, he said, is creating incentives for what NRG calls the, end quote, for-product future, end quote, which envisions renewables providing most energy, supported by storage, controllable demand, and fast-ramping gas. NRG says it will reduce the carbon emissions from its generation 50% by 2030 and 90% by 2050. And quote, a gas-fired power plant built today is already going to be lasting until 2050 and will be emitting too much carbon, and quote, to address climate change, Silverman said. And quote, so we end up with this long-term stranded cost environment where today's gas plants are tomorrow's coal plants. And quote.